You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And hey, Joe, what makes someone an expert witness on climate change? Okay.
It should be knowledge of the subject, right?
You're right.
A degree or education or years of study or speaking or writing a research paper.
Who would be better qualified, do you think, a meteorologist or a skier?
I think I'd have to go with meteorologist.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Especially one that studies the history of weather.
But we're not Democrats, so we actually...
That's right. Democrats doesn't have to be. They just have to believe the narrative.
Well, we use common sense, and they are repulsed by common sense. But Senator John Kennedy, he destroys this woke skier brought by the Democratic Communist Party to testify as an expert witness on climate change because he knows how to ski. We're going to listen to a clip. The video is much better when you see the expression on this so-called expert witness's face when Senator John Kennedy's asking him some questions. He's really, known for his incisive wit, but go ahead and take it away there, Kenny.
What is carbon dioxide?
I went to high school, but that's carbon dioxide is a gas.
Okay.
I'm not a professional to talk about carbon dioxide so much, but
well, you want us to abolish it, right?
No, there's always going to be carbon dioxide.
Right. So what is it you want us to do?
Let me
back up, because you're here as an expert. Tell me more about what carbon dioxide is.
I'm here as an expert cross-country skier who sees the changes in my winters and the landscape that I live in Alaska. And so carbon dioxide is what I see it as, is, it's a gas that exists in our atmosphere. And what?
Is it the major part of our atmosphere?
It's a huge part of our atmosphere, yes.
It's actually a very small part of our atmosphere.
Well, okay. But, I don't know. What are you asking specifically?
You said we need to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. I'd like to know first if you know what it is. You want us to abolish fossil fuels?
I never said that.
You never have said that?
No.
Okay. What do you think we ought to do with fossil fuels?
What will we do with fossil fuels?
Yeah. Should we make any changes?
I would like to see a decrease in the use of fossil fuels. I think there's a possibility to use more electric generation.
Okay. Over what period of time? 10 years, 50 years, 100 years?
That's not... I would like to see it come as fast as possible while continuing...
How fast?
Sorry?
How fast?
I don't have a good
answer
for that. No.
Okay. You just think, well, how much will it cost for us to become carbon neutral in the United States by 2050?
I'm not a professional on that. I don't have an answer.
You don't have any idea?
No.
You just think we ought to spend the money?
I'm not an economist.
Yeah, but it's going to cost money. You realize that?
Yeah, but we've also talked about the trade-off of what the cost of climate change as emergencies will cost in the future also. So.
Right. But it's going to cost trillions of dollars to become carbon neutral by 2050, right?
I do not know.
You don't know. You just think we ought to do it.
I don't have a great answer for you, but I think
okay.
I would
if we spent those trillions of dollars and became carbon neutral by 2050 in the United States, which you advocate, how much will it reduce world temperatures?
I don't have an answer for that.
You don't know?
No.
You just think we ought to spend the money and then see what happens?
I think, as an athlete, I think if we spend that money and invest in our future, hopefully those temperatures stop rising and maybe the snow at least stabilizes where it is for me. But, yeah, I don't think anyone knows for sure. I don't know anyway.
Well, when my colleagues invite witnesses to come to us to tell us, advise us on passing legislation, always check out the background of our witnesses, because I like to know who I'm talking to. I checked yours out, Mr. Schumacher, and I want to be sure I understand it as I evaluate your testimony. On June 8, 2020, you tweeted, I'm going to quote, "The war on drugs was intentionally created to incarcerate black people en masse," end quote. The war on drugs, you said, was intentionally created to incarcerate black people en masse. Who intentionally created the war on drugs to put black people in jail? Who were you talking about?
I don't remember typing that.
You don't?
No.
It's on your Twitter feed.
Maybe a retweet. I don't know. I haven't used that in a while.
Well, also, even it if it's a retweet, like it shows your support, right?
Maybe, yeah. But it's not the topic of this conversation.
Right. But it has to do with you're here giving us advice, and I just kind of like to know a little bit more about your
point of view. I'm here as an athlete giving you my story and what I've seen in my field.
On August 27th of 2020, you tweeted this, quote, I'm going to quote, "Police are paid with taxpayer dollars. If they are not answerable to us, we can demand new service," and that's what this is, "abolish the police in favor of that new service," end quote. You think we ought to abolish the police, do you?
Again, not the topic I'm here to talk about today.
I know, but you tweeted it. Do you think we ought to abolish the police?
That's not what I'm here to talk about.
Should we do that before or after we get rid of fossil fuels?
I'm not going to address that.
You don't want to address it. Okay. Let me ask you about one more of your tweets. On August 26, 2020, you tweeted, there's a picture. I'm not going to describe the picture, but you said, quote, your words, not mine. It's on your Twitter feed. Quote, "This is what systemic racism looks like. The Los Angeles Police Department is literally policing only the Black Lives Matter side," end quote. What'd you mean by that?
This is still off topic.
No, it's not. You're here as an expert telling us, advising us, and I'm asking you about your background.
I'm here as an athlete to talk about the effects of climate change on my sport.
Okay, let's go back. Well, I'm almost out of time.
Senator, you're well out of time, and we have other senators waiting, so please wrap up when you have a moment.
All right. Thank you all.
All right, now there. Now, listen, if the Democrats were listening to this, they're looking for someone that's as competent as Kamala Harris. And by the way, let me show you how competent she was. There was protesters outside the White House protesting, and they were singing a song and clapping and protesting the Biden regime. And Kamala Harris was there with her, clapping her hands. She had no idea what she was doing. But this guy, he would be a replacement for one of them.
He's even dumber than she is.
Well,
maybe that's quite an accomplishment, I think. At least he didn't giggle.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we'll have to ask him what he knows about a yellow school bus.
He wants all electric school buses in Montana where it snows and way below zero in the winter, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. All righty.
I've got one that I've got to bring to your attention, because when I saw this, week after week after week, we talk about how the left lies, distorts omission, commission. You almost never hear the truth. Story, U.S. reporter Vasa Barba and the London Mirror. Donald Trump compares himself to Christ in bizarre post from inside Hush Money Court. Yeah, Donald Trump is comparing himself. Okay, I thought, all right. What happened is Trump posted on his Trump the Truth Social. He said, received this morning, beautiful, thank you, a message sent by one of the supporters, which read, it's ironic that Christ walked through his greatest persecution this very week, the week they're trying to steal your property from you. But have you seen this verse? And then he was quoting some Bible verses, especially the plea for judgment of false accusers. The passage read, they have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers. But I give myself to prayer. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. And it went on, and set a wicked man over him, let an accuser stand at his right hand, and you know, some different things. And the post ended with the message of the supporter, I'm praying this over you daily. So many are praying for you. Thank you again for taking arrows intended for us. We love you. Now, the headline was, Trump is comparing himself to Christ. Nowhere did Trump say anything, but, you know, he kind of said a thank you for, you know, for the prayers and for the support. And, you know, but the headline is Trump is comparing himself to Christ. Now, that's about the biggest stretch that I've seen in a long time on a lie.
Well, you know, you have to understand, he's an expert witness, too.
Yeah, it must be, especially on scripture, right? Or what, maybe he's an expert on Donald Trump. I don't know. But I'm getting so sick of the lies, the deception. If people haven't figured out now that just about anything they hear from anyone in the Biden administration, anyone in the deep state, anyone in the liberal media, we call it Bravo Sierra out here in ranch country. We have to walk in it occasionally. It just, folks, if you haven't figured out by now that just about everything out of the deep state and the left is nothing but lie after lie after lie after lie, and if you are still believing any of it, you are simple-minded and a fool.
Well, you know, I'll tell you who is not buying all of this, and that's panic in Brussels. Climate change alarmists lose again as EU shelves nature law for lack of support in another victory for protesting farmers. Farmers all across the world are having enough. They're telling these climate change nuts, to go pound salt. Against the background of a surging nationalist populist right-wing parties ahead of the European Union election in June, political leaders in the old continent have started to ditch many of its failing, crippling environmental policies, mostly under pressure from the great European farmers' revolt. The last victim of the process in the European Union's flagship policy to restore damaged habitats called the Nature Law. The law is now hanging in the balance as a vote to pass it on Monday was canceled after Hungary withdrew its support for the bill. So the EU, European countries, environmental ministries called off the vote after Budapest said it would no longer back the policy. So Hungary's decision wiped out the slim reinforced majority of countries in favor. There you go.
Yep, and the farmers are protesting all over Europe, from England, Germany, France. The Green New Deal is driving them out of business. They can't farm. The regulations don't allow them to use fertilizer, don't allow them to use their tractors to the amount of diesel they can use or the price they pay. It's just going crazy, and we're sitting here watching the farm economy collapse, and the one thing the world is short of is food.
Well, you know, being a farmer, you know that they have, even out here, boy, can it's a stink, they have the liquefied manure, and, you know, and when they spray the fields out here in the county I live in, well, you don't want to be anywhere close to that for a while, but anyhow, here in Brussels, the farmers were on strike, and so the police came, and they had this big truck of liquefied manure, and they sprayed all the cops down. So they gave the cops a little bit of what the fake news media has been giving us, right? Uh-huh. Anyhow, a lot of manure, and so you see the cops running, and they don't smell too good.
Here when somebody spreads cow manure or turkey manure from a chicken or turkey farm, we call it the smell of money, because they're putting something on the land that's going to make the land produce and thrive. But, you know, well, this thing with Trump, here we have our Biden. He's out there. He just told a big whopper. He came out, and Trump told us to inject ourselves with bleach. He brought this up again. The Biden's team released a pre-recorded video Saturday. They tried to pass this whole thing off as a live event. You can see this on the Gateway Pundit. And so here he's going away, and they had to pre-record it because he, you know, can't keep his story straight and takes several takes to get the remarks. And he came right out and, well, you got to remember, Trump said, you know, we're going to inject ourselves with bleach. No, Trump didn't say anything remotely close. I don't have the time to go into details, but not close. And then this one, he may get in trouble. You remember, he was under oath when he talked with that Robert Hur, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He told a big story to Robert Hur, and the story goes, he was claimed he got into politics because of a legal case that left him upset. And Biden explained he was fresh out of law school, working as a clerk at a high-powered Wilmington, Delaware firm, and he was claimed to have been tapped to defend a construction company sued by a young 23-year-old welder who was injured in the fire. And he told the story how his shrewd legal defense, the worker lost the case, then the construction company got off. I wrote this memo, and son of a, you know, it prevailed, he told her during the October 8th interview. And I looked over at the kid that I thought, son of a, I'm in the wrong business. I'm not made for this. And he kept talking about how he decided to change his life. And, well, the whole thing is a complete, he was so wrecked with guilt, he went over and applied for a job as a public defender. The trouble is, none of this is true. The case handling the firm, defending the construction company, was finished. The law case was finished in 1968. Biden was still in law school. The welder won the case, was given $315,000. That would be about $2.8 in 2024 dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in law school, and then he went on and he talked about he was offered a spot on the Navy Academy's football team. That didn't happen. He went on and was talking about he's got different versions of this welder story. He got job offers from prestigious law firms because of his good looks. Now, this is all stuff he was telling her, right? Then he said, well, the book, he's got a book. Remember 2007? He had very few, quote, very few job prospects after his graduation from Syracuse Law University and this Pritchett company, Pritchett, Ward, and Burton Sanders, took a chance on him offering him a role despite his poor grades, including the F he received in a tort class after he was caught plagiarizing. So he started off in law school plagiarizing, lying, and he sits there and lies under oath to special counsel Robert Hur. This should be the big number one story all across the country. We got a president of the United States that is such a huge liar, it is just inconceivable. You can't believe a word out of his mouth, Pastor Ernie.
No, but
one word.
Joe, please don't tell me that the story about Corn Pop is not true, too.
When... They've never been able to verify that one either.
Well, I mean, when he
never heard him tell the story, had ever heard of.
Well, what happened was, he was sitting there letting the little kids rub the, because he had long hair on his legs, and the little kids thought that was really funny, and they got to rub his legs because he had long hair. But then, Corn Pop came.
Oh.
And Corn Pop had a switchblade knife. and Joe was not afraid of no Corn Pop. Boy, he took, let's see, he got a chain from somebody, and he went to, boy, and he run off old Corn Pop. He ran him on out of there.
Isn't that amazing? Somebody right there just happened to have a chain.
Well, I can tell you this one I can verify. I chased him down the hallway of the Russell Building in the Senate. There.
Yeah, I believe that because nobody wants to be preached to like you do. You give them heaven sweet and hell hot.
Yeah, and he kept on going.
In trouble a few times for things we've said and done, right?
Yeah, well, when he was saying how he was going to take President Trump, the real president, behind the gym, I was going to say, boy, that would be a mistake because there'd only be one walking back out of there. It wouldn't be Corn Pop, okay. All righty.
I've got one more you want to squeeze in. Remember how you've talked about the corrupt parole boards in Ohio?
Oh, yeah. Boy, are there.
In Illinois, a board member resigned after a parolee kills a boy, injures pregnant ex-girlfriend. A member of the Illinois Prison Review Board signed off on the release of a man with a long criminal record for domestic violence, and just days after he was out, injuring his pregnant ex-girlfriend, a day after walking free, and the boy tried to step in to help his mom and got cut with a knife, bled to death, cut an artery. And they went back on this thing. This guy has been charged several times with attempt release from the Stateville Correction Center. He was on parole. He'd gotten on parole once before and had to be rearrested and put back in. So in 2015, he attacked the same woman 4 days after she broke off their dating relationship, and he had 15 years ago, he had a relationship with her. He was on parole with electronic monitoring, and then he went and attacked somebody again. So, I mean, over and over and over, and these idiots let this person out. A day after parole, he almost kills her and kills the boy.
And yet we have inmates here. You wouldn't believe how many inmates, you know, we've gotten so many of them. We've helped to get about 7 off of death row because they were not guilty. You know, the DNA and everything proved, the evidence come out. And some of this stuff, the corrupt prosecutors, you know, I mean, just unbelievable. Sending guys they knew were innocent. And I heard...
Convictions, yep.
I heard one actually say one time, when the defense attorney, after they went in there and they did some Hollywood within the courtroom, it was Hollywood, boy, they were battling it out. And then afterwards, they walked out, and I was right behind them, and they were talking, and the defense attorney says, he was innocent, and you know it. And the prosecutor says, sure he was, but a win's a win.
Yeah, a win's a win.
And here I'm right behind him.
He pulls off his back, and he gets promoted, right?
Yeah. Well, that's how you get to be a judge, right?
Yeah, it must be.
Yep. Netanyahu cancels Israeli delegation trip to U.S. after a U.N. Security Council ceasefire resolution tied to Ramadan passes with Biden regime's abstention.
Yeah.
Remember we told you, remember, on October 6th, the day, the very day that they raided in there and Biden come out and say, we're standing with Israel, I said, he'll change. He will, you watch
he'll
him.
He'll turn on Israel.
Yep, and he's going to do it above board. It'll be out there for public consumption. He's going to be defending, but below, he's going to be getting money, and that's what he was doing. He sent billions of dollars over, allowing Iran to have access to the money that was frozen, and that went right to Hamas. That goes right to Hamas.
Exactly. And this was the craziest story. Just he never gave a reason for cutting loose the millions of dollars that we'd been keeping back. And what I saw was the Biden administration is all upset. They can't understand why Benjamin Netanyahu canceled their high-level delegation after they voted. They didn't vote in the. They failed to do a veto. They just didn't do anything. And so the other nations, China, Russia, you know, United Kingdom, France, everybody, the 14 nations were going to support this resolution, and which would be not very good for Israel. And Netanyahu just said this change U.S. position hurts the war effort, the effort to release the hostages. And, you know, if the United States isn't going to back Israel, there's no sense coming over here to talk to anybody. As long as the administration is trying to cut him off at the knees, they, you know, we know that Schumer came out. We need to get rid of Netanyahu. They need a new election. And yet the news was they just seemed shocked. They couldn't understand possibly why, you know, he wouldn't come and talk to them.
Yeah. Netanyahu decreed the U.S. allowing resolution to pass that did not set as a priority the release of the Israeli and American hostages still being held by Hamas for nearly 6 months as a condition for a ceasefire. Ramadan is a month-long Muslim religious observance that goes from March 10th to April 9th this year. The aggressor in the war, Hamas, is a Muslim terrorist group. The victim, Israel, is a Jewish nation, yet the Biden regime allows the Security Council to pass a resolution tied to observing Islamic religion of the aggressor, even though Hamas started the war with jihad and slaughter and kidnapping over 1,000 Jews in Israel on October 7th.
Well, what about all those Americans that are held hostage? I have not heard Biden once talk about the over 30 Americans that Hamas is holding captive. We don't know if they're alive, dead. We have no information.
We still don't know how many are there in Afghanistan, the ones he...
Still there. Oh, yeah, we still have some that haven't been able to get out of Afghanistan. We have American citizens in Haiti, and our State Department, last I looked, we're just considering how they were going to try and get some out.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Over the hilltop in that bright land tested, and like the prophet, my pillow a stone, and though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know he'll give me a mansion my own. Just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown.
There you go. I've got a mansion. That was Esty Crispin, who's going home to be with the Lord, Brian Park, and yours truly, Pastor Ernie. And, boy, I'm tell you what, I'm waiting to see my mansion. I know, because we got God's word on it.
I'm waiting to hear that choir up in heaven.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be something beautiful to hear.
Do you think, John or Joe, that our mansions would be close together?
I want mine way out in the middle of nowhere. I've been so used to living like that.
All righty, very good. You know what we ought to do? We haven't done it in a while. Let's take a couple fast phone calls, just enough before we give the invitation. So go ahead, Incredible Kenny. And the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We'll take a couple fast phone calls, Joe.
All right. And while you're waiting, I got some good news. The FDA agrees to remove the ivermectin posts off the Internet. They had to settle a lawsuit. They were sued by doctors who accused them of interfering with their ability to practice medicine and prescribe ivermectin to treat COVID.
How about
they
that?
They won. Let's take it.
I got to say this very quickly. Miss Russo has called, and a very nice lady. She called and she wanted to give us another donation. But what happens? We've been having problems, as you know, Joe, with our phones. You know what's, and the phone company can't figure out what's causing it. But anyhow, it cut off. She was going to leave her phone number. So Miss Russo, you have to call again, and leave your phone number right up front, and then I'll call you back. Okay, I apologize for that, but it's out of our control. So let's go to John in Cleveland. John, you're in the air.
Yes, I heard you earlier talking about how the United States CIA is really behind the creation of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. These are some of the dirty little crimes and secrets that the corporate Operation Mockingbird Media will never tell the American people. Julian Assange has even recently said, you can look it up, Julian Assange says the CIA created ISIS. And if you just look at...
I know they did, and I can tell you, because we have a clip that we play, and we have Barack Obama admitting that.
Yeah, right. Right, but it's a bipartisan evil. These sort of things are not simply the Democrats. There are also the Republicans, and the Democrats and the are aping the Republicans and trying to outdo their warmongering. And that's why we have no choice in this election unless we get other sources of information like globalresearch.ca and thegrayzone.com. There are former top officials in the CIA and the government that are totally censored by the media because they're exposing these outrageous lies that are dragging us into wars and bankruptcy against countries around the world. Unless people look up some of these things, like how the U.S. created Al-Qaeda and ISIS by counterpunch.org, former CIA officers who are out of favor because they tell the truth about these ugly truths. We're being manipulated by the CIA Operation Mockingbird media.
I know that. You're right. I agree with you. We've been trying to expose that. Believe me, I don't know anyone who's put as much effort in it as we have trying to expose that. But we have to move on because we have to take quick calls. Let's go to New Jersey and take Bob. Bob, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor Ernie, speaking about the phone and stuff, the past 8 days, all of a sudden, when you're coming on a little bit before, there's this, I can hear you, but I think they're trying to disturb the atmosphere. Three quick things. Have you heard that the Biden administration is funding a port? And I'm not too sure what else near Israel, and they had to agree with Hamas that they use their construction company?
Right, they're building a dock there so that they can land the ships and give some aid to the Palestinian people who are starving because Hamas has taken all the food for the soldiers. But then again, remember, this is the same Palestinian people that 70% all would keep Hamas in power even if they win the war. So it's a way
exactly.
to the U.S. to get involved in the war.
The only other two things, and then I'll get off the air. What about the fires in Texas, all the cattle that is killed? And please refresh our audience about all of those food warehouses and stuff that were burnt down to the ground and stuff.
Oh, wow. There has been so many of them that have been,
over a dozen big food warehouses and production facilities.
Processing plants.
There were thousands of head of cattle that were killed, and many
exactly.
were injured.
Did you notice that all of a sudden that fire came in right after they denied what Biden said and they had the at the border and stuff? They have to have the National Guard and everything. They went against what Biden said, how they manipulate the weather. But anyway, I got to get off. I know you got other callers. Thank you for the good work you do. God bless you all.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Cleveland with Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Pastor Sanders, Pastor Joe, you're knocking it out of the park tonight. So baseball starts in a couple of days, if that means anything.
Yeah.
Sex.
Hey, real quick, Larry Nichols' book was made in printed in 2017, and I'm in chapter 8 or 9, forgot which one it was, page 142. So Hillary was not a people person, and he was watching how Trump was being made by it's like it happened yesterday or last week, well, counting today. But hey, Trump had no there was no what am I trying to say here in court? There was no charge. There was no there was nothing. So there was no
there wasn't a crime.
Yeah. Plus he was walking out of his own building.
Yeah.
But hey, real quick, but what Larry's book says is everything that's going on today was back then and was starting, and he knew. But what he did say in there, in Washington, the Democrats fall in love, the Republicans fall in line. And if that's not happening now, I don't know what is. But if a congressman say, hey, I'm going to retire, or I'm going to quit, or are you going to go open up a hot dog stand like what's his name? Aren't those guys, because MTG, she's trying to get somebody, bring some charges up on somebody so they can have the seat open and have a special election on them. But if they
she's mad. One of the congressmen, Marjorie Taylor Greene's mad because one of the congressmen is leaving and he's retiring too quickly to allow for a special election to get a replacement, so we're going to be a Republican congressman short. The other Republican that's retiring announced early enough they're holding a special election, so he will be, when he leaves, there'll be a replacement. She's mad at this congressman because he's cutting their very narrow margin down by the way he did it. He retired. It's hurting, not helping. She's in the right, and the congressman retiring is definitely helping Biden.
Yeah, and probably look at his
going on.
Check his bank account. See,
he'll be shown, right? And I think they're showing now. So, hey, God bless you guys. I mean, you're fantastic. You really are. But Trump had no charge and walked out of his own building today, so that was kind of fun.
Yep. Thanks a lot. I got to move on, Steve. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're in the air.
Yeah. Hi, Pastor. I was reading that Letitia James's Wikipedia, and I was reading the personal section, and she's got a quote in there telling how proud she was to have an abortion, and then that she went into Planned Parenthood, and she was so proud to go there.
She's a wicked woman. She's an unclean, according to God's word in the Bible. Letitia James is an unclean woman. An unclean woman.
She didn't want to interfere with her career, I guess. So she elected to have the baby, you know, took out the baby. But she said she's so proud of it, and she is, makes no bones about it. Like, she is so proud of it. It's right in, if you pull up her Wikipedia, the quote's right in the personal section of her her bio. It's just, well, it's so cold.
When Soros says, go find me some wicked women, I want some wicked, unclean. In fact, it seems like he's almost specified that he wanted overweight black women, because that's what it seems like he's pulled down. But she is a wicked, wicked woman to the bone.
Yeah, the quote she gave was so cold. I mean, she was so proud of it. She says, "I couldn't believe it."
Yeah,
and she's the head of the law enforcement as an attorney, you know, and here. She makes no mind about murdering a kid.
Yeah, but she's like you said.
But yeah, you can see it in the personal of her Wikipedia. It's right in there.
All right, well, thanks, Dave. I got to move on. Who did you have? We have time for just one more. Okay, you know what? Maybe we don't have time for one more. Okay, how much time do I have? Okay. Well, we have... I'm going to do one real quick here, and then... Church of England Archdeacon under fire. Let's have anti-white whiteness, okay? And so here, this woman, this is a dingbat. We have to have anti-dingbat. This woman, Miranda Therifoll Holmes, okay? Miranda Therifoll Holmes, Church of England Archdeacon, is under fire with calls for her resignation after anti-white comments she made online. Now, see, this dingbat doesn't even know she's white. She doesn't even know that, okay? And she says, let's have anti-whiteness and let's smash the patriarchy. Now, more than likely, I don't know, but my guess is this woman here is definitely, she's a very... anti-man. She says, that's not anti-white or anti-man, it's oppression, she says. Well, this woman, how much you want to bet she's a lesbian, Joe?
I wouldn't bet against that. You see, you know, obeying God is oppression to these people. If you're obedient to God, you're being oppressed. So they're anti-Christ because they want to do it their way. They want to sin whenever they want to sin.
Yep.
They don't want anybody interfering, even God.
Yeah, and of course, they're very, very, very pro-death, very pro-death. So
all those that hate God love death.
They certainly do.
Right?
Right. But God, Jesus came to give us life and to give us more abundantly. And coming this Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. And that was most of the most important days, events that ever took place, because what he did that day is he defeated death and hell. For those of us that are smart enough to call upon his name, huh?
There sure are.
And so
it was the greatest gift ever given, the greatest love, the greatest sacrifice, the greatest blessing that one could give another.
Is there any document out there in existence today that has been as accurate over centuries and centuries as God's Word, the King James Bible?
Nothing close, not even remotely close.
And so, but now very few people understand this. You know, but Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass, but my words will never pass away. And we've seen that in our lifetime. You and I have seen these prophecies that were made years and years, centuries ago, coming to pass, you know, right before our very eyes. But we
exactly.
recognize that.
Mm-hmm. Like the return of Israel, yeah. I mean, there are some biggies.
Well, yeah. Not only just the return of Israel, exactly when it said the blooming of Israel, you know, because it was a desert land. But then the fact that, what were the odds were that they would be speaking Hebrew, which was almost a language that was almost out of existence.
Right. They were calling it a dead language, but except somebody didn't ask the Jewish people, right?
Well, and so God's Word, the Bible, is extremely accurate. We've always mentioned it's got over 1,800 prophecies, 580 in the New Testament. We saw just in tonight's message, four or five of those prophecies, as we showed you how the Lord Jesus fulfilled those. And so here, Jesus said, unfortunately, even though we're saying this, and there are people out there that are clueless. They're clueless. They're looking everywhere for the answers when the answers are right before them if they take the King James Bible off the shelf and dust it off. But bottom line is this. Jesus said, unfortunately, Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. And it's not his fault, okay? It was his blood that he shed at Calvary. Was that sufficient enough to pay for salvation for the entire world?
It was, indeed, the rarest, most precious substance in the world.
And yet, it was there, and yet the vast majority of the people really, again, like I said, they themselves. Now, does God give everybody a chance? Does God give everyone have a chance to repent of their sin and receive
yes,
Christ
made
as
it
a
quite
Savior.
Clear that somehow that everyone will have a chance. So even if we don't see it, doesn't mean it hasn't happened, or it will happen before they die sometime.
How much time do I have there, Ken?
A little over 5 minutes, about 5.5.
Okay, so yeah, you'll have to give me a minute by minute, okay? And so as we're out there today, and the folks that are listening, and I know many, many times people have said, well, I don't know, maybe next time, maybe later. How many people are going to run out of tomorrow's tonight? We always say this, all across this world, many, many thousands, maybe millions of people are going to run out of tomorrow's. And this is why we're always trying to get that message out, that every time there's an invitation given, and we give it at the end of the program, because that's the most important part of the program. The last thing we want you to remember is what we said there, folks. Let me tell you, okay, Joe, for people that have heard the invitation and said, well, not now, are they walking a tightrope over a burning lake of fire?
They sure are. Nobody knows when they're going to be called home. There are many people that will not be here tomorrow morning or by tomorrow afternoon. You never know when your name and number is up, and you're really flirting, because it's one decision. Once you die, it cannot be corrected.
But for those that are saved, when they die, it's, you know, they're going to a much better place. It's you know, they're graduating. It's a promotion.
A big promotion.
But now, you know, for those, you know, dying is that's not the tragedy. Everybody's going to die. But to die in their sin when they don't have to die in their sin, and they don't have to. What a horrible thing to think about, that people that are going to do that. And not only are they going to do that, the majority of the people on this planet today are going to reject the Lord Jesus. The majority of them.
Even the Old Testament, the Bible, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:4.
And the Lord Jesus says, fear not him that can kill your body, but fear him that can destroy the body and your soul in hell, right? And that's so folks out there, we're telling you, here's what you do. It's not a hard decision to make. I mean, remember, when you hear the preacher give the invitation, he's just the messenger. The Lord is telling you, listen, I'm giving you a chance tonight. And Jesus made it clear. It's so simple. He says to go and pray to his Father and ask for forgiveness of your sins. Pray to his Father and ask for forgiveness. And you pray in the name of Jesus. And once you've done that, then the Lord Jesus call upon his name, that all who call upon his name, and they mean it, they will be saved. In other words, you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. Do you have to put the Lord Jesus first and foremost, Joe?
Yes, he must be first.
And he said that. He's got to be before mother, father, sister, brother. Did he put us first when he died that substitutionary death upon that cross?
Exactly. He would have gone to the cross if only one person would be saved. He would have gone.
And so, as we're going to say, just as he said it would happen this coming Sunday, we'll be preaching that Resurrection Sunday message. And when he died upon that cross and he said, it is finished, he defeated death and hell. He defeated death and hell for those that would call upon his name. Right there. And so he was the resurrection. And like he said, Joe, over 2,000 years ago, that this message would be preached all over the world. Is there any other message that is preached as much as the message, the salvation message of Jesus Christ?
No, there isn't. There are some fake attempts to say, there is no God, there is no heaven or hell, but it doesn't come close to the number of people that witness to the truth.
And so, again, well that's true, but they're trying to say yes now today that there's more atheists. But what's happening, what they're not telling you is about how many Muslims are being converted and how many others that are being converted.
Hindus here and different religions all over the world are converted.
Here in America, they've had things too easy, and it's going to change. Well, we are out of time for tonight, so here's when we say good night. So say good. Now, we always say this to all you folks out there listening. God bless.
God bless you.
And always. Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.